This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to West Texas and a story about the enduring toxic legacy of 20th century energy. Old decommissioned oil and gas wells are typically plugged with cement when they're done. There are more than 3 million of these relics in places like Pennsylvania, California, and in this case, Texas, where a rancher found a decommissioned well gushing toxic water, leading to a fight with an oil company. Marfa, Public Radio's Mitch Borden filed this for us.
Ashley Watt drives around her ranch where her family has raised cattle for decades.
My legacy is tied to this land. Like, this is where I scattered my mom's ashes and my dad's ashes. You know, there's literally blood and sweat and tears that are in this.
But this summer, she moved her herd of around 600 head of cattle off her land. The reason? A nearly 70-year-old oil well that was plugged with cement and abandoned by Chevron over 20 years ago, called the Estes 24, was found leaking toxic water believed to be from past oil production.
With the Estes 24 blowing out the surface, that's been my life. Like, that's it.
Watt says her biggest fear is the Estes 24 has contaminated the groundwater that she and her livestock drink. Chevron took responsibility for the leak and had crews on site to plug the abandoned well. But Watt still had questions.
We generally don't test our water out here. And so what have we been drinking?
Water samples taken from a freshwater well on Watt's land showed that the water is safe to drink, according to Chevron. Specifically, the testing found hazardous chemicals like benzene that's found in oil production were at levels that fall within the state's safe drinking standards.
Simply put, there's nothing at this point in time that suggests that the aquifer is contaminated.
Katie Matthews is a spokesperson for Chevron. She says the company did what was required to stop the leak.
The work was to stop the flow of water at the surface, replug the well, and we've done both of those things.
Watt hired her own team of experts to try and figure out what caused the leak. In a presentation to state officials, they said there's an unknown source of pressure on other wells, and that it is a matter of when, not if, other abandoned oil wells fail. In Texas, oil and gas production is regulated by the Texas Railroad Commission. At a public meeting, one of the commissioners, Jim Wright, assured Watt that the commission would look into what is happening on her land.
I'm trying to study everything I can about your situation, and you have my commitment that I will stay on top of everything I can do within the law to make sure that things are done correctly.
That was in September. After the meeting, the regulator approved Chevron's plan to test soil in the area. I caught up with Watt, and she says she's willing to do whatever she can to make sure her water is safe to drink.
My goal is just to get this land cleaned up.
Watt is currently in negotiations with Chevron. The results of the company's tests on her land have not been released to the public. In Crane County, Texas, I'm Mitch Borden for Marketplace.